Not to skip over Stoke and Liverpool. Liverpool, I would be a very optimistic fan if I was a Liverpool fan. I think Jurgen Klopp has shown that he knows what is needed in the Premiership. He's willing to learn, and American owners, if nothing else, will give you enough time and sometimes give you enough rope to hang yourself, unfortunately. But he was going to get enough time at Liverpool. If anyone can make Liverpool great again, it's Jurgen Klopp.
I think, probably. I mean, it was still a disappointing season for Liverpool, but in the end, probably very so-so. But yes, Klopp, given a full pre-season, bit of room to make changes, get players in, put players out that he doesn't want. I think he can turn the Liverpool side around. I think you're right. I think he is the man to get Liverpool to be great again. So it'll be interesting to see how he does it and see how it goes.
And what sort of players he looks to buy. Stoke City, strength from strength every season. Every season you expect them to finish in the top 10 now. They're no longer relegation fodder. They might even be slightly disappointed that they weren't amongst the people who made it to the Euro spot. They were part of the asking group that were there for that Euro spot, but they didn't make it.
Yeah, they ended up a bit off the pace for that. So I think you're right. They might have wanted to be a bit closer, and they were a good 12 points off Euro in the end. So that might be their goal for next year is to.
That's their aim for improvement, be amongst those Euro spot. And they've got a good team, and they are attracting good players. And Mark Hughes, credit to him, just seems to be improving this team. And Stoke are probably going to give him lots of time. He plays a pretty attractive style of football as well, so they're getting fans outside of Stoke, which is what they want. They want to build that brand, and they'll have money now. Like, is money even relevant in the Premier League anymore? Like, it's going to be interesting to talk about because there's only so much you can do with buying the best players. And like, yes, these clubs can all att clubs like Stoke attract players, are able to pay players more than clubs like AC Milan and
Which is
the
crazy.
Valencia and Juve. So we are, and that's not just Stoke who are like top 10. I'm meaning Sunderland, because they've survived this season, are going to be able to pay players like that. So it's now no longer about the brute force. It's everybody's at the point where it's irrelevant, I think, almost, except maybe your top four. Those guys, it's still sort of relevant because they're playing with a def another different level of money. But everyone from number 7 to number 20 they're all on the same playing field. They've all got the a lot of money. They've all got pretty decent stadiums. Now that Newcastle's relegated, Sunderland, yes, have the biggest of those clubs, but they're perennial underachievers, to say the least. And yeah, it's going to be a very interesting season. We don't know who they're going to buy, what and managers are going to want to do. But that being said, I Stoke happy, but could have done better with their performance. Very quickly, the next lot is Everton, who had a terrible season,
Terrible.
And quite rightfully were had their manager fired. His name escapes me now.
Doesn't matter, but yeah, they had a horrible, horrible season, really. And it's a bit of a surprise. The last few seasons, Everton's sort of been doing reasonably well.
Pushing up there, getting
Pushing up
into
there.
those Europa asking spots. They're not there. They're basically on level points with Swansea City, who at one point looked like they were definitely going to be relegated. They looked awful this season.
Swansea turning themselves around. That's been a good thing. In fact, from Swansea down, I think most of those teams have been fairly pleased with their performance. Maybe
You
Crystal
think
Palace aside.
maybe Watford, because at some point they were
What?
doing pretty well, and then they've kind of fell
For a first season up, I think being what? Well clear of
relegation.
relegation and having pretty much secured themselves quite a distance out. I mean, they've
And they
not won a
have.
lot in the last sort of last few, last
They've got
month
a
or
very
so.
good manager. They've got good owners who know what they're doing, and they have a very good network. Owners who own a good network of clubs around Europe who are able to get them a lot of good young players to come in. Watford are possibly the new Southampton, if they play their cards right and do everything properly.
I think Watford has shown this season that they're now a Premier League club. They're going to stay here. It may take them a few seasons yet still to really cement themselves in and be sort of top 10 or top 12 clubs. They'll still probably be flirting with relegation the next couple of seasons, but I think they've got the team, I'll be able to build on it to be able to do well enough to be able to secure that.
Well, every club knew this season is you had to survive.
Yeah.
After that, you're in the promised land because there was going to be so much money available to you. So Watford have done more than well enough. West Brom, Crystal Palace, pretty much all they can say, mission accomplished.
Yeah, I think that out of that bottom lot there, from 11 down, well, from 12 down to 17, they'll be the ones that would be least happy with their placings. But at the same time, survived in the Premier League.
Crystal Palace have made an FA Cup final.
They made an FA Cup, so it might come down to that.
So they've not placed as high as they could have. They've survived. They've got the money. Same with Bournemouth, who are another club.
Bournemouth will be very happy. I think that's the second of the staying up clubs that have come up. They've done very well. They played a very good season. So I think they'd be very happy with staying up. And say now they're going to have money, they'll be able to look to cement their place in.
Yep.
I think having watched them play a little bit, they're a little less likely than Watford to be able to really cement themselves into the Premier League. They might be the ones that'll have to fight next year.
But FC Bournemouth could become the new old Stoke. Without trying to pick on them or anything like that, but just, you know what I mean, they sort of... they fight the relegation battle every season for the next three or four seasons, and then they get so good at it that they suddenly, we're accidentally mid-table because we fought relegation so hard. And then suddenly, we're stuck in mid-table. We can't, you know? It's kind of what happened to Stoke, right? But Sunderland, I don't know. I mean,
Sunderland.
Yeah,
again.
They're Sunderland. We keep saying they're awful, and they are. Yeah. They're terrible. I mean, they placed above Newcastle, so all credit to them. They deserve to be here, but they, wow. I think Newcastle, the three relegated clubs, I mean, Newcastle United, you expect them to come back next season pretty much straight away. Norwich will have a harder time, but Newcastle, is the main worry for them arrogance? I think arrogance is what got them relegated. They just thought they were too good to be relegated.
Well, they played the same game plan they've played for the last five or six seasons, which is, just win enough to just stay up. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Don't need to try too hard. And this time it didn't work for them.
No.
Sunderland...
And they deservedly got relegated. And Sunderland fought just hard enough at the right time, as they've shown.
As they always do. I mean, I was actually looking at this the other day. They've come from so far back to scrape through.
I gave Sunderland no hope.
Yeah, I know.
This is not at the beginning of the season, no hope. We gave them no hope.
February.
Yeah, February. Aston Villa... appalling season. The only good thing for them is Randy Lerner has sold the club, I think.
Yes, they've been brought by Chinese, I think.
A Chinese billionaire who actually went to school at Oxford and is apparently a Villa fan. But that we've heard those stories before. As a Villa. But he has said that his goal is to just build a club that will go to the Premiership and stay there for a while and then build on that. So very realistic. He does have more money than Lerner, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see. Aston Villa could easily also jump straight back in again. But there's so much wrong at the club. There's so many things that need to be fixed. And a new owner is definitely a start. Newcastle is another club that probably need a new owner, but they don't. They're just too good at for the Championship. I think they will be promoted.
Yeah, I think both Newcastle and Aston Villa probably will come back up. But... there's going to have to, maybe Newcastle less so than Aston Villa, going to be a bit of changes. And if they don't make the changes, I think they might be sucked into a bit of a scrap. And they might not make those two automatic spots and they might have to fight the playoffs. And playoff football, anything can happen.
Anything can happen in playoff football. Yeah. I would not be surprised if Newcastle and Aston Villa went straight back up into the Premiership next season.
No, neither.
But I would also be not surprised if they didn't do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Completely, they're like, though Norwich are a club I expect to be amongst the people competing for going back up. They know the yo-yo.
Yeah.
While they got relegated, they're not that bad a team.
Yeah, I think it's just the same as last time they got relegated. They'll go down and they'll be within the teams vying for promotion again they'll do well, and it'll just come down to a bit of
they
luck
know what
of...
players they need to buy to yeah. to get up there in the championship.
Yeah. And I was thinking they were perhaps actually one of the more unlucky ones, because they were trying, and they really did throw everything they needed to try and stay up, and they just didn't. Sunderland did a bit better, got a few wins where perhaps they really shouldn't have, Sunderland do at the end of a season.
Look, when you have Big Sam in there, I guess you survive.
Somehow.
But yes, the perennial people who get their team to not be relegated, your Big Sams, your...
Pulis.
Pulis's, they are there. And this is what... I think Norwich City are unhappy that they didn't get a manager like that, but I don't know if Villa or United, Newcastle United, that is, were even thinking about it.
No.
But as a solid, so we've actually gone through every team and we've had our thing. What are your highlights for the season?
Has to be Leicester City. It's not a lot of highlights coming out of Chelsea, so I'm going to take the other blue team that's blown away the competition.
I think I'm going to agree with you there. Leicester City, highlight of the season. I think the best achievement by a team in a team sport in the professional era.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They are not. This is not a team where there were a bunch of young players nobody knew about, and then they suddenly just hit big, and people were like, whoa, these guys are good. They were a bunch of old professionals who had played and been around the block.
Well, that's James Vardy has played in every level of competition in England, from the Conference up.
Yep.
So it's crazy. And he's now a Premiership winner.
And an England player.
And an England squad, yeah.
So, and quite rightly so.
Oh, of course. I mean, if they didn't pick him, there'd have to be massive questions asked.
And I think Leicester is... brought romance back into the Premier League post Abramovich era, where it pretty much became the richest club wins. Other than Leicester,
I actually struggle to find anything to
nothing from the big clubs come up to me. To be pushed, I have to say Spurs and Pochettino until they fell away at the
until
end.
That's the problem, is that Spurs were the other one, but they sort of left a bit of a bitter taste at the end, because they've just last four games just nothing. West Ham would be, I think, might be the other one. Or maybe Stoke, they both did well. Watford as well. I mean, they play not amazing football, but they play good football.
So now, outside our own clubs, because we've talked plenty about them throughout the season, lowlights. For me, I think that Spurs game against Chelsea, one of the lowlights, because I think that is the game that made Spurs lose the plot. And they lost the plot. Terribly. Like, Chelsea played exactly how we expected Chelsea to play. They played a niggly, rough game. Like, they weren't going to win any sportsmanship awards after that game. You know, they were making the ref earn his pay.
Yeah, yeah.
And Spurs just couldn't handle it.
No, they couldn't. Yeah.
I can't imagine a team like Chelsea back in the day, United back in the day, or even City back in the day falling into that.
No, definitely not. Because Spurs had it. They were 2-0 up. Chelsea came back from that. So that's throwing it away. That's almost Liverpool, Steven Gerrard throwing it away level of...
It's not being that unfair, because Spurs were behind, and they were... That wouldn't winning that game would not have won. So that was, for me, a low light for the season. Now, just a quick query before we go away. Very interesting. The Football League, who look after everything below the Premiership and above the conference, have proposed a restructure of their league. They want to make five leagues. Mm. They want to make four new leagues, because the fifth league being the Premier League of 20, which will radically alter everything. And because they... obviously, the bottom league will not have relegation next. And so there will be no one relegated from... Championship 2, and they will have eight teams go in to...
All right.
And they'll be creating a middle division somewhere in there. And
all right.
It's a... Clubs have been... Okay, some have complained that they were not given enough notice before it was announced in the press, which is fair enough. The other... lots of clubs have said that the idea has merit and they like it, and they think it'll change everything up and for the better. The FA has said it sounds like a good idea. The Premiership has said, if you want to do it, go for it. But there's a lot of clubs who are going, this is a terrible idea. This is going to ruin our finances, because, heck, if you're in one of the League 3 teams, or League 3, League 2 teams, you will be losing 4 home games.
Ooh.
And yes, for a lot of clubs, that is a lot to lose. And
that is a original...
The Football League are countering that they'll have more games in the weekend and there'll be better games for them. It's a complicated issue. Just as obviously we don't know yet what it could be like, but what do you think of it? Just
I think I can see the merit of it.
And the downsides, obviously.
And those downsides of losing those 4 home games for each club at that level, that can be quite a turning point. Because they're not got a lot of money, those clubs. It's quite a, and so the 4 home games, that's their income. That's 4 whole weeks of 4 whole games worth of thing. That said, having it align better with the Premiership and therefore being weekend games and less weeknight games, you would expect therefore the games that they do play would have more people in it, and the games that have been dropping would be the games that have been really making it quite a congested schedule, because those lower league seasons can get quite congested in there, especially with the playoffs as well for promotion.
Yep. If this plan goes to play, playoff season will be always in the last week of the year. So I'm guessing each division will have a playoff game that week. Obviously not all on the same day, because that makes no sense. But I can't assume, I can't imagine it will be anywhere but Wembley.
Yeah.
Anyways, with that in mind, thank you everyone for listening. We really enjoy bringing it to you, despite the fact that it's not as common these days. Hopefully next season it will be better.
Can't promise it, but we promise it. But we can't promise it.
And we hope to see you next time.
We'll see you next time.